Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to another Adventures in Consciousness. So the last three episodes, we've been playing in the area of time. I've been giving you this series called A Countdown to a New Beginning. And we start out off by looking at connecting with our higher self and then playing in time past. The first four parts of this series of A Countdown to a New Beginning are time past. And so today will be the last one where we go into past. And I want you to imagine time set out as a territory, like a place that you can actually walk around and go to any different parts of time. Just imagine all time right now. And your particular soul, the frequency of your soul, is in all different parts of time. And it has a certain flavor, a certain frequency. I like to think about it, if, for example, you are someone that loves beauty, in different lives and different forms, you express or experience beauty in different ways. And so there's that same pattern in all of your lives and all of your experiences. Maybe you're someone that likes to connect people or network with people or projects or put things together or patterns. And that's another frequency or vibration. So when we go today into time past, we're going to once again look at the arrow of time, which is your last year of time, and kind of explore what patterns and synchronicities have been flowing through your year. But then we're going to have an opportunity to step back and look at the whole territory of time and see if you can get some senses or feelings of where you might exist in different parts of time. They might come as images or sensations or ideas. It's a way to open up to surprising patterns and synchronicities about yourself, just to learn about what is your mission of your soul? Who are you really? And one of the important things about this kind of a journey is to be curious, to not go in thinking you already know what the last year was or what your mission is or who you are. Allow yourself to discover. Allow yourself to be surprised by what your own higher self can show you. And of course, these kind of journeys can be done multiple times. And every time you go in, there's something new to learn about yourself or about what resources you've left throughout all of time. So I hope you enjoy today. We're going to be doing the last journey into time past. And then next time we'll be going into time present. Again, today you're going to have an opportunity to look at patterns and synchronicities that might be following you. Make sure you have a notebook, you'll be journaling, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to day four of A Countdown to a New Beginning. Once again, I would like to share with you a process to reveal hidden resources, explore new possibilities, and access some of your greater potentials. Together, we are going to take a journey into the imaginal. The imaginal is a place beyond imagination and the limitations of your mind. It is a place where infinite possibilities become powerful potentials. Today is the final step, the last journey into time past. You will move with your higher self, your entelechy, and explore the past arrow of time, reviewing the experiences of your younger self, accessing deeper wisdom, revealing the activations of seeded potentials of your experiences. So let's begin. Close your eyes and begin to make yourself very comfortable, relaxing just as fully as you can. And for a little while now, with your eyes closed, let's bring your awareness to your breath. As you breathe in and out, not changing your breath, just be aware of how you breathe. Breathing in and out. Now deepening your breath just a little, and notice your chest rise and fall with each breath. And now let's deepen into those long, slow belly breaths, in through the nose. Hold. Out through the mouth. Hold. And continue like this. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in a light blue color, a sky blue energy. And as you breathe out tension and stress, as if you're breathing out the color gray. This deep prana breathing brings you vital energy and prepares you to receive deep transmissions and activations. Each breath in, a gentle wave of the sky blue energy, filling your body with prana. Each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into the stillness and peace. Relaxing even more as it brings more energy into your body, filling your reservoirs with vital life force. Finding with each breath you are relaxing even more. Knowing the more you relax, the more energy you receive. I invite you now to imagine that you can follow your breath, this flowing sky blue energy deep within you. Following your breath and going deeper and deeper inwards. moving as if in a dream now, deeper and deeper. Until you come to meet me on the inner planes in a sacred circle. This sacred circle where we come together for healing and for transformation. Becoming aware now that you're not alone, that there are others here just like you. All here to immerse themselves in the healing light of this coherent field. Noticing now this energy, this sky blue energy, moving with your breath, is beginning to overflow into the center of our circle. Overflowing and swirling all around us and spiraling upward. Breathing in deeply, filling your lungs, and breathing out fully, getting the most benefit from this prana. Your channels are open now, open to receive from this amplified field, receiving healing and nourishment at every level of your body. And know that you are filling your heart center with energy and abundance. All the resources you need. Continue the breathing, each breath and each moment bringing you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And this relaxation allows the energy and the activation to go deeper. Bringing positive energy now into your aura, filling you with this vibration that removes anything negative. The more you breathe the prana, the deeper you go, and the more you relax. As you continue this deep prana and relaxing, know that all of your challenges, all of your difficulties are no longer there. Any worries, any fears, anything that has accumulated inside of you cannot touch you. You are in contact with this field we've created, and all of these things dissolve and are not going to impact you. You are receiving strength from this contact with this field. You are receiving energy, reassurance, and you feel stronger and better with each breath in and each breath out. It is like an invisible wave that continues to feed your aura, bringing you energy and all the strength that you need, so that everything that is not necessary is resolved. Continue this breathing just a little longer, in through your nose, filling your lungs fully, and then out through your mouth completely. Getting the most benefit from this prana breathing. This meditation and your contact with this amplified field is a direct cleansing of the energy. Now release your breath, allowing yourself to slip into a gentle resting rhythm. And pausing here to visualize the body. Visualize your muscles, your bones, your spinal cord, your veins, imagining the energy clearing through your body, this prana energy removing any blockages and any discomforts you may feel. This beautiful energy, and you imagine it vividly now, cleaning your body, restoring and repairing, returning you to vibrant health. Now, coming back to my voice, very fully aware of the words and what you experience when the words are spoken. It is time now to deepen and enliven your connection with your higher guidance, with the one that we call the entelechy of you. So I'm going to ask you now to put your hands on your lap with your palms face up and breathe. Breathe into those hands. And I want you to imagine, and for the next few minutes, accept that it is true, that standing opposite you is your own high self, your entelechy. Imagine entelechy is placing his or her hands over yours, and breathe into that place. You might imagine that you are feeling some tingling, a little electricity, a subtle touch. Whatever it is, continue growing that connection with your entelechy. Beginning now to gain a sense of the presence of your entelechy, who is looking upon you with so much love. Remember, your entelechy knows your failings, your triumphs, who and what you are, and loves you unconditionally. This dear, dear friend, your higher self. And in this moment, know that you are not only so very deeply loved, but you are being cherished and nourished. Imagine you can look up into the eyes of your entelechy and see there a mirror of your own soul. Entelechy holds all the dimensions of who you are. And as you gaze at your entelechy, I invite you to ask that beautiful soul question. Who am I? Who am I really? Opening with curiosity, allow entelechy once again to share with you, sharing in symbols, in words, sensations, or even a conversation. The deeper wisdoms of who you are. And when you have it, write or draw in your journal. I'll watch the time. Now coming back to my voice and back to your entelechy. Your entelechy, standing there in front of you, is looking upon you with so much joy and love. And you feel so relaxed, breathing in and out. Noticing how entelechy is smiling as he or she now reveals a beautiful crystal there in front of you. Spinning gently in the air. And you notice this crystal is the same crystal you've seen before. The one that entelechy has held for you throughout all of time and beyond. This is the crystal that entelechy has given you that is a recorder. It contains the memories of your soul. Soul memories and soul experiences throughout all of the lives and all of the forms of your soul. Simply watching the crystal now as you breathe. Noticing the crystal spinning gently there before you. And entelechy still looking upon you with so much love as this crystal spins gently around and around. And as you gaze at the crystal, begin to notice it is moving in a spiral, gently spiraling around and around. And moving slowly upward. Spiraling upward. And you begin to feel yourself being drawn with the crystal. Moving slowly upward. Higher and higher. Moving with your crystal. And your entelechy at your side now, gently spiraling upward. And as you move, a golden mist begins to flow from the crystal. Swirling all around you and spiraling upward. And you continue to follow this spiral, moving up and up, floating with your entelechy in the golden mist. The golden mist spiraling all around you. Feeling the joy and wonder as you move in a spiral, noticing the sparkling mist of golden light all around you, and feeling every cell of your body expanding and spiraling. Entelechy invites you now to look down, and you see below you that beautiful territory of time. And you are high above it. You can see it in all directions, all below you. Connected with your entelechy now, as you look out at this vast tapestry of time, you notice a sense of knowing, of understanding the unseen, the mysteries. And as you are there with your entelechy, sense again that spiraling energy. Entelechy invites you to imagine your own crystal. This beautiful crystal is touching you now at your third eye. Imagining the golden spiral moving inward from the third eye, drawing you into your own inner realms, drawing you deep within. As you move deeper and deeper, following this spiral inward, beginning to open your senses to the sensations of your soul. Your soul has a very special frequency. I invite you to imagine, and you may perceive now this frequency as sound or color, any impressions you receive, sounds and colors and shapes of your soul. And when you have it, go ahead and write or draw in your journal. I'll watch the time. Now coming back to my voice and back to your entelechy. From this place above the terrain, in this high frequency, take a moment now and reflect on your angels, your guides, any presence in your life that brings you such a beautiful support and wisdom. Taking a moment now and reflect, opening your heart and calling them in. Connecting with these beautiful archetypes, the divinities, the gods and goddesses that reside in you and around you. Intellect invites you once again to reflect on that beautiful soul question, who am I? Who am I really? And as you connect with your guides, with these energies and the divinities, you see how they resonate with the frequency of your soul. How they are intimately connected to you and share their wisdom and support. Finding yourself floating here above the terrain of time, still connected to that frequency, that impression of your soul, and any sound or color or symbol, any impression you have. And I invite you now to look down upon that territory. In this terrain of time, you can begin to notice that your symbol, that sound or color or frequency that represents your own soul, appears in many different places throughout this terrain of time. Imagining a tapestry of synchronicity laid out before you. That the frequency that is your soul is experienced in many different moments throughout all of time. And that all of time is this moment. Intellect has shown you this for a very important activation, a deepening within you to the knowing that exists beyond time, beyond form, beyond all that you can imagine. And you now have access to the wisdoms of all of who you are. And this access comes from within, from that frequency that is your soul. Aware of the frequency, whether it's in symbols, colors, sounds, you can trace it throughout the whole terrain of time. Finding any expressions of self, of soul, in any moments in time. Now, we're going to focus in on the last 12 months of your life, knowing that the frequency of you holds a certain pattern, a certain rhythm. And from this higher perspective, with your intellect at your side and your crystal still touching your third eye, I invite you to look down and find yourself in the territory of time 12 months ago, finding that younger self standing at the beginning of an era of time. an arrow that is like a golden pathway that stretches out in front of that younger self. Looking down at that younger self and that arrow of time out in front of her, begin to notice your life journey and how it has moved in the last 12 months. With your IntelliKey at your side, you can become aware of any patterns, any synchronicities. Now, I invite you to connect with your guides and connect even deeper with your IntelliKey. IntelliKey, standing there before you, is your own higher self. Is you fully realized? I invite you now to breathe deeply and begin to sense that you can move forward and connect fully with your IntelliKey. Imagine that you can see through the eyes of your own IntelliKey. Taking the next few minutes of clock time equal to all the time you need to look down upon the terrain of time and experience the synchronicity, the pattern of your life for these last 12 months, exploring it from this high perspective and sharing any insights from your own guides. And when you have it, go ahead and write or draw in your journal. I'll watch the time. Now, looking down on this terrain of time and expanding your perspective beyond the 12 months, moving into the full terrain of time, into all of time from this higher perspective. Observing other moments of your own soul on this terrain, other lives, other times, other forms, and noticing any impressions that relate to this same pattern, that you've now experienced, the same patterns that are unfolding in your life now. You might have a detailed journey or some sensations and patterns. Allow yourself for the next few minutes of clock time, equal to all the time you need, to explore anywhere you wish throughout all of time, searching for the patterns that will most support you in this moment of your soul's journey, and trusting in synchronicity that any experience, any pattern, becomes an activation for you in this moment. And when you're ready, go ahead and write or draw in your journal. I'll watch the time. Very nice. Now take a deep breath in and release. And I invite you to imagine that you can look up and see the night sky looking up into the heavens and noticing there the movement of the planets and the stars. Knowing that it is reflecting to us a new age, a new time that we are coming into. And as you gaze up into the sky, recognize the importance inside of you, the movement within you to this new change, this new era. You have the opportunity now to release all that is behind you and to take what you wish from all that you know and move forward. So in this moment, with the sky above you and the stars that are leading you towards your own divinity, connecting to the mysteries of who you are and where you come from. And below you, the terrain of time of all the experiences. Take the next few moments and deepen into your heart and pull in all that you need, all that is going to equip you, just as a feeling, a sense, an energy, allowing yourself to be activated in this moment into this new dawn, this new age. If you wish, you may draw or write or just experience. I'll watch the time. And so it is. Out of the mind and into your power. And now coming back to my voice and connecting once again with your entelechy and your crystal. Choosing now to follow that golden mist, that spiral, moving downward, going back and back through the mist, spiraling downward until you begin to sense your breath, your own breath, following your breath now back into your body and into this time and into this place. Beginning to gain a sense of your body and imagining now a red energy, a warm red energy flowing down over your body like a warm blanket. How wonderful it is to be in this body full of potentials and experiences and deeper knowings. Allowing that quickening that is part of who you are now, that soul direction that is seated inside of you, allowing it to be nurtured and to take root inside of this body, opening all of the doors and potentials that are coming to you now. Breathing in one more time, deeply into your body. Feeling those toes and those fingers, stretching just a little now. And when you're ready, in your own time, slowly opening your eyes and picking up your journal one more time and writing or drawing your impressions and experiences, allowing yourself to be creative. And reflecting how you feel right now in this moment. Any emotions, any sensations. And remember to join us next time as we begin our journey into the time present. exploring the co-creative nature of who you are. Namaste, and have a beautiful day.
Welcome back. We take a few more minutes to write in your journal and really feeling what you're feeling. Your emotions are important here. And we'll go to break. We'll be right back.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There is no greater mystery in life than you. So why not take a fully experiential plunge into the depths of your being to uncover and retrieve all the secrets and wisdom your soul is crying out for you to know? If you enjoy Adventures in Consciousness, the conversation, you'll love Adventures in Consciousness, the course. Join Jennifer in this unique 13-week series of journeys specifically designed to unlock the mysteries of yourself. Each week, you'll journey progressively deeper into the meta realm where, freed from the limitations of your mind, you'll get to play and explore the inner and outer reaches of your awareness. The next series of Adventures in Consciousness, the course, is starting soon. Find out more and stake your place at jenniferivanko.com.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and kissed them all soundly.
Lights out. Good
night. And put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Adventures in Consciousness, and I'm your host, Jennifer Ivanko. We've explored for the last four episodes, time past, and it's really about exploring different dimensions of ourselves, about finding ways to capture these resources we have that we've taken into our energy and who we are, and we've kind of forgotten they're there or blocked this information and this energy that we can now use in our life. So these journeys just take us back into these places where we can activate again some of the wisdom and some of the healing that is already ours. And once activated, we can then use it moving forward in our life. So we've done the four journeys into the past, and now we're going to do four journeys into the present, in that powerful place of present time, present moment, and connecting with your soul and who you really are. So I hope you'll join me. And if you do enjoy these kind of journeys, reach out to me from my website, jenniferivanko.com, because I have a lot of different, a lot of things to experience, from morning meditations to Manifesting Mondays and other programs. So I hope to see you soon, and join us next time when we do Time Present. Namaste.
Thank you.